Hello and welcome to another Deeper Wave Dialogue. My name is Richard Cox and I'm joined by Tim Freak. And also today we have Tim's wife, Deborah O'Shea Freak, with us. And they're going to tell us about a course they've put together combining their two worlds of meditation and massage. Debbie has been a massage therapist for decades now, and she's also assisted Tim on his Deep Awake retreats for a number of years. And finally, I don't know why they didn't think of it sooner, but finally they've decided to combine their two worlds and put this thing together. So good morning to you both.
Good morning, Richard.
Debbie, why don't you start us off by telling us about your background in massage and how the two of you came to eventually combine your two worlds?
Yes, I am a qualified masseur and aromatherapist. And during my career, I have been designing bespoke spa treatments for some of the finest spas around the world, including Cowshed, Babington House, and Clifton in Taplow. And also I have done some grooming chair treatments for the Virgin Airways. So I have always been interested in the flow of a treatment and how it's combined, and all the little steps that make a treatment really special and a journey. Mm-hmm. And how our two, I know it's been a long time, but our two worlds of, you know, I've always been body and Tim's been, you know, the mind and spiritual. Our two worlds have combined really from me wanting to deepen my work and also attending Tim's Deep Awake training. I am one of his pupils and it was about incorporating the Deep Awake meditations into your work, and we suddenly thought, oh yes, bring our two worlds together. Mm-hmm. And they have fitted so sweetly and so beautifully together. It's a complete joy to do so.
Yeah, I'll bet, because Tim, you've always been keen on the embodied aspect of spirituality, not leaving it as some abstract thing in the background. And that comes across in your work, but this must take it to another level.
Up to a whole new level, Richard. And again, it's a delight, because you're right. I'm very, very keen on taking the deepest thing right down into the body and the body feeling. And here you get a chance to combine that deep awake state with embodiment. And one of the ways, as you know, that I've been working with meditation is through sensation. So you enter sensation in order to change your state of consciousness. Well, when you're doing that, when you're having a massage, it's an incredible experience. So if you're really guided to really listen to what's happening in the room, or to really feel what's happening with your body and inside your body, you're no longer this passive recipient, someone who's just, certainly the way that it has been often for me getting a massage, you lie there, you space out, you worry about what you're going to do tomorrow. Rather than that, you're actively engaged by the way that the masseur is guiding you to focus your attention.
Okay, just let me see if I've got this right, because I haven't done the course, but it's something that massage therapists or people who are just interested in deep awakening and embodiment and massage can come along to. And you're training the person delivering the massage to both be deep awake and mindful themselves, but also to take their client into the deep awake state on the receiving end. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes. And the combining the meditation and massage together gives you the added benefits of combining both. And so you're entering this deep awake state, reducing stress and tension, relaxing the muscles, the nervous system and breathing, improving mood and in creating compassion for yourself and others, and renewing your enthusiasm for life. All of these benefits you see in meditation, and then to go along and relax the body is just a double whammy, really.
So what we've put together is a journey. So I see it as a meditation massage journey, which Debs is leading people through, which is as the body is relaxed, taking through four stages of meditation, which take you ever deeper and deeper into relaxation, into the deep awake state, and into, as Deb was saying, actually being able to use the mind once you're in that relaxed state to enhance your life, to actually have positive thoughts about yourself, about your life, what's going to happen, what you're going to do tomorrow, anything you want really can be placed into that very deep, safe space. So it's actually transformative as well. It's not just like, oh, that was nice. It actually takes you forward into your life in a very positive way.
Okay. I have a couple more questions about the process itself, but mm-hmm. I know that you've already done one of these and a bit of time has elapsed now, and you've had some feedback both from people's experience on the weekend itself, and also some has come in from therapists who have sent feedback of how their clients have received this when they've integrated it in. So can you just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, we have, and I've got some of them here because they were so lovely to see. One of the great things I loved about the course, which we did together, was to see that when you're learning it, you're learning how to do the meditation massage, but you're also receiving it from your other trainees. And to see that people were having a very powerful experience being massaged, but they were also having a very powerful experience. Being the masseur.
Yes, because the whole process is taking the therapist into the moment and into the senses and into the breath and into that deep, peaceful space. So both people both client and masseur are benefiting.
So here's just a few little, I'll give you three little tasters just because there's so many and they're fun. But this is from Sarah, who came on the course to learn, and her comments afterwards that she sent in to us was, what a deep and profound experience. The massage was one of the most beautiful and healing experiences of my life. And that's a very strong thing to say. And you really feel the enthusiasm in this group. It's just incredible. But these other two, I think, in some ways, even more interesting, because these are from people who weren't on the course, but for whom people on the course have gone back and given a massage to their client or their friends, because it's really open. You know, you could be somebody who gave this because you're a professional masseur, or you could be this who just wanted to give a nice experience to your best friend. So this is from a client of Monica, who emailed her saying, I've never experienced anything like that. Filled with sensations and deep connection. It's a bit like being on drugs without the drugs. I feel like I've been plugged into the vibration of the earth and the universe. I was expecting something good, but blooming Nora! Exclamation mark. Which is, and then lots of lovely emojis. And then this one, which I love as well. This is from a client of Christine. And it's she's saying what I said earlier. Usually I'm always thinking about my plan for the day, what to do after the treatment, or just my mind wandering in other ways while I'm having a massage. But this time I could concentrate on the sensation of touch and hearing and could open my mind through your guidance. After the session, I had a completely different experience to a usual massage, as my head felt clearer than before. This meditation massage has the potential to improve my sense of well-being, not just for my body, but also for my mind. And so given that, you know, this is a new thing and very much Deb's leading the process, it's been just great watching the effect of just, you know, first session.
I can well imagine, because I think that on any spiritual path, say, there's often a part to do with embodiment and first coming back and becoming more conscious, more aware of the deep spirit. And then coming back into the physical reality and sorting out the mess that the body has become over the period of life where spirituality was absent, say. And for me, I did a lot of Reiki, the Japanese healing art, and it's amazing taking spirituality into the body, taking that consciousness into the body, what emerges in terms of memories and trauma stored. So I can imagine taking the deep awake state in through a massage. It's going to embody the experience of being conscious in a whole other way as part of that spiritual process.
Absolutely. I am delighted though with the treatment. It's not a trauma. It is very whole and healing. And in some ways, like Tim's work, very encouraging, very affirming. And if there were tears, there were tears of relief and joy, which is fantastic to have embodied spirituality with joy and peace is just what we all desire, really.
And it's the perfect, you know, as my work has been centered for years now around this connection, soul to soul or eye to eye connection, this deep connection. So the idea of taking that into, with the training, I was looking at, people could use this in counseling, and they're now doing that and it's working. And here Debbie's gone, I could take that and put it into massage. And therefore you've got the difference between a massage where you've got somebody detached, giving a massage, lovely, but in a detached way, in a kind of professional environment, to someone going, actually, in a really safe way, because that's what this allows. It's very safe intimacy. It's just really healthy, isn't it? That you can actually feel that deep connection between both the active masseur and the person being massaged is just adds this other dimension.
So how is that for, because I think that some people would feel a certain awkwardness around giving or receiving a massage. And I think that can be one strategy for getting over that is to, like, if you're giving a massage, we'll just look at the technicalities and think of the person in a very anatomical sense of muscle bellies and bony nodules and to look at it in a very technical way. And on the receiving end, to kind of zone out. And you're wanting this relaxing effect on your muscles, but you want to pretend there isn't someone rubbing oil into your body, maybe. So how does that change when you bring a conscious perspective into it?
To bring presence into massage, to begin with, yes, there is, as a masseur, you're used to being silent and unseen. So there is a process to step through and into presence, but once in presence, the experience itself feels so right that it increases the treatment and the experience.
There's a naturalness, isn't there?
Yes.
Which everyone, I think, who goes through the deep awake process,
yes,
experiences.
Yeah.
Everyone starts off thinking, what? I've got to get, look in somebody's eyes, that's weird. Or I'm going to be really listening to them, or you know, I'm going to touch their fingertips. It's all like, oh my God, you know, is that, that's not normal. But within such a short period of time, people are going, oh, this is really natural to connect in this. Why don't we do this all the time? You must have heard it at all the retreats you've been to, Richard, so many times. Mm. People coming along for the first time. Why don't we do this?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And this treatment is perfect for professional therapists who have clients that just cannot stop talking during the treatment because it gives a focus. So those people with very busy minds and nervous tension who want to talk are given something to concentrate on. And again, everything calms down and there's this peaceful healing presence that accompanies the relaxation.
Okay, I want to finish with a bit of a speculative question, which I appreciate you won't be able to give a clear and concise answer to. But one of the things that's fascinated me from being quite young is the these kind of energy-based healing arts of laying the hands on the body and something occurs. And they've really been essential to me because I had some bad back trouble when I was like really bad at a bad accident and totally resolved it through hands-on energy healing. And I've seen dramatic effects occur with other people. And I think there is some science emerging now which goes to back this up. And it occurred to me that one way that could be taken is to put that kind of thing into a massage setting, of becoming very conscious in that setting and seeing what the difference that would make to, and I think we can clearly acknowledge in a massage there's something more going on than just having the muscles work. There's a conscious change that takes place in the body through being touched, a psychological shift that occurs through that and being consciously touched. And I appreciate that this is an open question because you're not going to make promises of healing effects, but I wonder if you would have anything speculative to say about the depth of this work in that way, of what the difference of being touched consciously can have with regard to a healing effect.
Healing the body, healing the mind, healing the spirit is a very big claim to make. Obviously, I'm aware of that. But my view is that when the physical body, the consciousness and the spirit are given attention, that they come into wholeness naturally, and that the body wants to heal, and the conscious mind wants to heal, and to be in that space of oneness is very whole and holistic. So yes, we can't specifically claim healing, but those of us that work in these modalities know that something bigger is going on. Would you say?
I would. I mean, I'm not a masseur, so I don't know about that side of it, but I do know that at the deep awakenings we run, all sorts of people have reported all sorts of incredible things, not just for their psychological healing, but also for physical healing. Now, I don't talk about that because, again, I don't think it's right to make claims which you can't substantiate. But what I think Debs is saying is exactly right, is that love heals. And I know for myself, you know, that if I have attention in a loving way, it's a healing thing right the way through me. Now, that may or may not define the effects of that, but you feel it. And the very least, I think, that somebody gets from the meditation massage experience is to be in the presence of somebody when they're being massaged, that there is care, there is compassion, there is attention, and it's done in a way which is leading them into their own deeper self.
Yes, they are leading into their own self-care as well, because we know that the body and mind affect each other. So aligning and relaxing both creates a healing space.
Plus, it's incredibly enjoyable.
Well, you've sold it to me today, so I'll be signing up for the next one. And if anyone watching would like to sign up, we will put the details below, a sort of description of the event, and also when the next event is coming up. There are events coming up certainly next year, but depending on when you're watching this video, that could be this year. So, and if you're 1,000 years in the future, then you've missed the chance to do with Debbie and Tim anyway.
1,000 years in the future, this is where that huge massage thing all started.
Okay, thank you very much, guys. It's been really enjoyable listening to what you're doing, and I hope people at home have enjoyed learning about it too. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you on the course.
Thank you.